This is Ian Griffin with Professionally Speaking and another ProTrack Profile. I'm here with Madeline Mackey, and she has been in ProTrack now for getting on for 9 months. Hi, Madeline.
Hi, Ian. Thanks for having me today.
Well, you're very welcome. So actually, we're at the end of the year. I should say you've been in ProTrack for the whole season. But let's start off by asking you, what is your area of expertise?
My area of expertise is professional and career development.
Okay, so it's a timely topic because there's a lot of people who are looking to develop their careers. How did you get into this?
I got into this because I started my career. I started as a chemistry major in college, but I graduated with a theater degree. I worked in professional theater for about 15 years, and then I decided it was time to change my career again. And so now I work for a well-known nonprofit here in the Bay Area.
And when you engage with people then, do you do individual coaching as well as groups, or how does that work?
So what I do to help people activate their career dreams is, first of all, we can do individual coaching. So I help them with their resume writing, job skills, interview techniques. But I also do public seminars where they can come with their laptops, and at the end of the seminar, they're walking out with a resume, and they're walking out with their social media, their LinkedIn profile, done and complete. So it's a finished product, because a lot of people are like, where do I start? How do I begin? It may have been 10 years since they've written a resume. But we'll sit down, and in 2 hours, they will walk out a finished resume that they can start sending out on their job search.
So if you had to share like one tip now for somebody who's listening to this, maybe they will never get a chance to work with you, but is there a simple thing, a low-hanging fruit that people should check on their resumes, for instance?
Sure. The biggest thing about your resume is people need to start customizing it. A lot of times people will make one resume and send it out to 50 different positions. You need to go and customize your resume for every single position. So get the job description that you receive for the job you're applying, and it tells you right there what their primary skills that they're looking for and the things you're going to do, and those are the things that should be first up on your resume. So if it says for an event planner, you coordinate all of the logistics, well, on your resume it should say, I coordinated the logistics for this event, so that they see, oh, she does what we need her to do.
Yeah. Now, how does speaking fit into this? You say you do seminars. Is that where you actually stand up in front of groups?
Correct. So the public seminars where people can come in and we do the training, but I'll also talk to employee associations. A lot of companies are looking for that added benefit to their employees. Even if they're not doing layoffs or anything like that, employee associations want to help their employees for internal job interviews. You still need a resume, even if you're going to stay at the same company. Mm-hmm. So I'll invite me out to your seminars, to your companies, to your associations. I'm happy to do a presentation.
Now, you mentioned social media. That's obviously something that wasn't around maybe even 5 years ago, certainly 10 years ago. What effect is that having on the job search and things like LinkedIn? Are they important?
They're very important. Now, the thing is, a lot of people are using things like Monster.com and Hounds and all of these different wonderful job search social medias. But what's happening on the other side with the HR managers is they are being inundated with resumes, where before they would get maybe 10 to 15 resumes for a job, they're getting hundreds and hundreds of resumes for one position. So what they're trying to do is filter it out to the people that they really want to talk to. And so they're going and they're looking at everyone's social media profiles. They're looking at your LinkedIn profile, not to see your experience, but they're looking to see who it is that you know, who's recommending you, where have you been, what else have you done, how are you representing yourself online, because you're going to be representing their company.
Right. Now, you mentioned, I don't know if you mentioned already, but do you have a website people can go and connect with you through, or an email address people should know about? How do people find out more about Madeline?
To find out more, just visit activateyourcareerdreams.com.
Great. That's good. Now, let me ask you finally about ProTrack. We've had almost a whole year's of classes. What value have you had from ProTrack, and would you recommend it to other people?
ProTrack is a master's degree for the professional speakers. You can come and in 12 months, it's actually 11 months, you go through 11 sessions and you jumpstart your speaking career. And it's not just the different speakers that they bring in and the different connections, but it's the mastermind groups that are formed. It's the feeding off of the energy of my other classmates. You have those that are just starting out that haven't even figured out what lane or where they're going to be speaking, and those who have been doing it for a while but just want to kind of formalize it and brush up on their skills. So there is something for everyone, but if you take this, you will be ready at the halfway through. You are going to be ready to launch your speaking business.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Madeline.
Thank you, Ian.